Well, good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this last day of the week. Today we are in John chapter 6, verses 60 through 71, and today's reading concludes the discourse that began with verse 25 of John chapter 6. Jesus is aware that there are those in this crowd who will choose to turn away. Jesus says that God's Spirit gives life, and Simon Peter affirms that Jesus is the Holy One who has come from God. And again, God's guiding word for us all this week has been love. So let's begin John chapter 6 and verse 60. Many of his followers heard this and said, "This teaching is too hard. Who can listen to it?" Without being told, Jesus knew that they were grumbling about this. So he said to them, "Does this make you want to give up? Suppose, then, that you should see the Son of Man go back up to the place where he was before. What gives life is God's Spirit. Human power is of no use at all. The words I have spoken to you bring God's life-giving Spirit. And yet some of you do not believe." Jesus knew from the very beginning who were the ones who would not believe and which ones would betray him. And he added, "This is the very reason I told you that no people can come to me unless the Father makes it possible for them to do so." Because of this, many of Jesus' followers turned back and would not go with him anymore. So he asked his 12 disciples, "And you, would you also like to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. And now we believe and know that you are the Holy One who has come from God." Jesus replied, "I chose the 12 of you, didn't I? Yet one of you is a devil." And he was talking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. For Judas, even though he was one of the 12 disciples, was going to betray him. And today's key verse is John chapter 6, verse 68. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life." And you know there are just some things about God that are humanly not understandable. And that's where the whole product of faith comes in. We have to come to Jesus by faith. These people were trying to figure out what Jesus was saying and how it would be logically possible for them to eat his flesh and drink his blood and that way receive, you know, eternal life. And because they could not calculate that in their little tiny human brains, they just gave up and they turned away. Well, I thank God for every one of my friends and those that God has given me that we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ based on, you know, being able to figure God out. But we, by faith, come to Jesus, believing the words that he has said, accepting him as our Lord and Savior, and enjoy, by faith, the promises of his word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I know, and I believe that you are the Holy One who has come from God. The words you have spoken have brought me God's life-giving Spirit. I trust in you, knowing that you have the words that give eternal life. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you this Sunday and in the chapel. But if not, join me again on Monday morning as we will be reading from Psalm 51, which is a prayer for forgiveness. So until the next time that we meet, as my father-in-law used to say, here or there or in the air, until we meet again, may God richly bless you, is my